There you are. Why are you hiding in here? Well, we're having a feast to celebrate your return, and this is where you sneak off to. No? Are you sure? Well, you've been quiet ever since you came home. Not this quiet. Still tired? After a whole week? Why are you avoiding me? We've been married for 5 years. I'm familiar with avoidance. Because up until now, there's been a lack of it. But when it's there, it's hard to ignore. So I won't. Why are you avoiding me? Don't brush me off. What's the matter? Because I'm married to you, of course I can tell. I'm not just a rare beauty, you know. I will not leave, tell me. Because I'm your wife and I need to know everything. It is the law. Tell me because I'm worried, you silly man. Well, any man who doesn't tell his wife what's the matter is a silly man. Are you going to continue to be a silly man? Wise choice. You may sleep here tonight, then. I'm a generous wife, I know. Well, generous or not, I am your wife. So make peace with it. Tell me. Other wives might drop the issue, yes, but I am not other wives. I am your wife. Your beautiful, fearless, annoying wife. So tell me, what's wrong? Would you believe I actually do care? Shocking, I know. A wife to care about her husband. I'm a disgrace. Tell me. Because I need to know. Because I'm pushy and knowledgeable and I can fix anything. Tell me. And more importantly, I'm your wife. I have to know. Because I'm the keeper of your head and heart. It's my job to make sure they both don't go running off without me. So, tell me. Have you done something? If you had sex with someone, I won't lie and say I'm not angry, but I love you and I will find a way to... Oh. Then what are you worried about? What do you mean, you? Oh, my stars. Are you just being silly? You know you get in your own head sometimes. Tell me. Are you man enough? What are you talking about? Would I have married you had you not been man enough? I know you're serious, so am I. Oh. other man enough. You are strong, capable. You built this hut. We have enough food. Why would you even question it? Did someone say something? Then why? Since when have you needed to be the tallest? Or the strongest, or the loudest, or the best drinker? None of that makes you you. Do you know what does make you you? You bringing me my favorite flower every time you found it. You carrying my mother up that hill when she twisted her ankle. You comforting the village boys when they make a mistake and feel foolish. You are a man worth being married to. You are strong and tender. And even though I am a shield mate and I'm supposed to know better, when it came to our wedding night, I was terrified. Still, you held me. And you kissed my forehead and you said, only when you're ready. How could you even ask me if you're man enough? You are mine. My man. You are clever and thoughtful. And you take a bath regularly, so you smell a lot better than the other men. So this is why you've been quiet. You've been comparing yourself to the other men. And wondering if you measure up. I knew your brain would run away with you. It might be your one fatal flaw. Your head runs away with you and tells you all these silly stories. Do I apologize for being ill-temperate? Yes, only when I'm very ill-temperate. I use my temper in battle. I use it to protect you and the village and everything we love. You use your brain because you worry. You worry about me and our home. And apparently about being good enough. Which makes me want to snort. My friends tell me of their husbands, you know. These great big strong men. They go away for weeks, they come home, they eat, they take flesh from my friends. And then they're snoring and asleep in the blink of an eye. I do not feel hard done by. Of course women talk. Don't men talk? Oh, you're a liar. I know you do, I've heard you. A week after our wedding, I heard you get drunk with your friends. You were deep in your cups and they were asking you, how was she? How was she? And you said, the gods have granted me a goddess. And we'll say no more. I wasn't going to tell you, but it's helping me make my point. You are wonderful. And you are mine. So stop doubting my husband's worth. Do you understand? I won't have it. Because my husband is a man worth standing with. So don't you ever let me catch you talking badly about him again. Do you understand? Good. You are man enough because I see you. And because I say so. I'm imagining we're not going back to the feast. That is good. I guess I am tired. And I've missed my husband. And so I command him to stay here. And hold me. May the gods have mercy on you. They've given you such tyrannical goddess with all her needs and wants and wishes. You poor, poor man. I'll be the judge of what you deserve, thank you. And I say, right now, you deserve to hold me and stroke my hair and tell me everything you need to tell me. Enough for you, am I? I suggest you take that back. Brave, strong, worrying man. You've just returned from skirmish. There'll be nothing but feasts for the next few weeks. I can go to a feast anytime. Right now, I want to stay with my husband. Because apparently he needs a fierce shield maiden to tell him who he is. Well, you see, I couldn't leave him in a bind like that. He is, after all, my husband. We did swear vows. I added my own personal one, you see. I will sit on you whenever you are silly. And I will wrap my thighs around you and I will squeeze you. Until you remember who you belong to. I've always done things my own way. Leave me be. You are mine. And you are man enough. And if anybody dares say otherwise, I will smash their fucking skull in. All in a day's work. I love you.